Afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Even locals, I'm sure, that live in the Lisburn area probably not know where I am today. I'm just off a little entry that comes off Sloane Street. I grew up in the Presbyterian Church in Sloane Street and used to go to the Boys Brigade. The Robins, as it was known then, on a Thursday night, then the junior section on a Monday night, and then later on the company section on a Wednesday night. And we used to have to go collecting around these doors in the darkness of night for the Boys Brigade with their uniforms on. I tell you, sometimes it was a wee bit hairy. And then other times we would have to go out for a run, the whole company in their PE kits, dead of winter, dark nights, around about 8:30, 9 o'clock. We would come out of the church hall, run up Sloane Street, onto Mercer Street, up onto Hill Hall Road, through Hill Hall Estate, and out the bottom end and back up Sloane Street and into the church hall. And I tell you, I didn't enjoy that sort of thing. And quite often we would take a head start and I would run on in front of some of the others and then juke up into this entry. And there's a wee row of terrace bungalows there, probably pensioners' bungalows. And I can remember jumping over the fence and landing in a woman's garden and the leaders and stuff running past, me hiding in the garden. And then whenever they went past, I would get up and run back down the entry and back into the warmth and shelter and security of the church hall. And people would think I was some runner back early in front of everybody else. But really what had happened was very simple. I had chickened out and had dropped out of the race. And you know, the Bible describes the Christian life in many different ways. It describes the Christian life as a battle, as a war, as a fight of faith. It describes the Christian life as a marriage between Christ and his church. It describes the Christian life as being a walk. And it also describes the Christian life as being like unto a race. Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God." The Apostle Paul, as he wrote his last letter to Timothy from a prison cell, said, "I have finished my course, I have run the race." And he spoke about this great crown, this great prize that was laid up before him. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye might obtain." Run that ye might obtain. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "Ye did run well, but who did hinder you?" Some people, you see, that Paul was writing to gave the appearance of starting the race, running the race, but like me all of those years ago as a young boy in the Boys Brigade, dropped out of the race for whatever reason. And again, I speak to some who maybe started out the Christian journey and you started running the race, but something along the way hindered you and you maybe have dropped out of the race. Ye did run well, but who or what did hinder you? Maybe you got discouraged. Maybe another Christian disappointed you and let you down. Maybe you got disillusioned with church life. Maybe there was bereavement and you just found it very difficult to get over that. Maybe there was a trial in the home or the family or the workplace. Maybe there was a problem in your own life personally. Maybe you yielded to some sin or temptation and you felt guilty about that. But something got you down. Something held you back. Something diverted you. Something sidetracked you. And you stopped looking onto the Lord Jesus Christ and you got your eyes off him and began to look around you. You see, if somebody's running a race, whether it's a marathon or whether it's a sprint, the important thing is to keep your eyes ahead. Keep your eyes on the finishing line. Keep your eyes upon the prize. And the great prize for the Christian is to receive that wonderful inheritance in heaven and to keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've dropped out of the race. You've been hindered. You've been discouraged. I would encourage you to take a look again to the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider him which endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. He is altogether lovely. He's altogether worthy. And we have every reason to run with patience the race that is set before us. We said it one other time, failure does not need to be final. Take up the cross afresh. Keep your eyes on the prize. Get back in the race. Maybe you've never started the race. Maybe it's time that you started today and started for heaven and started for home. Thank you for listening. See you next time.